Summer is a time for a lot of young people to ease up on academics and earn money. But the summer job also comes with some stress and worry for young people who are not citizens of the U.S., especially as the federal DACA program hangs in the balance. From the Yakima Valley, Esme Jimenez reports.
Adeline Guerra wakes up at 5 a.m. to the early morning light of the Yakima Valley. She eats a light breakfast, puts on long sleeves to protect herself from the desert sun, and readies for a 10-hour shift. She's harvesting blueberries that will be shipped all over the nation.
So I've done a lot of stuff. I've harvested apples, cherries, pears, blueberries.
Guerra is a 19-year-old nursing student at Washington State University Tri-Cities. She is one of 6,000 eligible youth in the Yakima Valley and one of the 20,000 estimated people in Washington State under deferred action for childhood arrivals. The DACA executive order from the Obama administration has allowed youth who entered the U.S. as children to get work permits and Social Security numbers. The recipients are allowed to renew every 2 years as long as they continue to meet federal criteria. While many of Guerra's college peers are opting to take summer classes or unpaid internships to enhance their resumes, she's literally out in the field. At school, she has kept her summer job and her immigration status private.
I would just say it's not as easy as having documents or being born here. You do have a little bit more of a struggle, even if you don't realize it. And DACA does make you feel a lot more safe and like you have a lot more opportunity. So if that was taken away from us, I think it would be really hard.
For many DACA students, summer is the only time they have to work full-time to pay for their education. And for some young adults who aren't in school, it's the peak season for field work. Like Uriel Moreno of Sila, Washington. Moreno remembers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border with his mother at age 7. He started his first job at 13, working summers at warehouses. And now at 21, he's a DACA recipient, averaging 80 hours a week, working two jobs as a landscaper.
Para decir la verdad, nomás trabajamos de marzo a noviembre, y ahí verás tú lo que haces.
He says he works spring, summer, and fall. In the winter, he can't pick up any landscaping jobs, so he has to save the money he makes now.
Muchas veces DACA te abre las puertas, pero en veces también te las cierra.
And he says for him, DACA has opened some doors, but closed others. DACA was a response to Congress not passing the DREAM Act. Just this summer, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was part of a bipartisan effort to bring the DREAM Act back.
We believe that those who were brought to the United States as children have grown up in this country, have no criminal record, who are prepared to serve this country in a variety of ways, should be given that chance to make America a better nation.
Right now, DACA is under threat as 11 state AGs, including Idaho's, push for its termination. And because it's an executive order from a past administration, it could go away. President Donald Trump said this summer that it's a hard decision and one only he can make.
Unfortunately, you know, all it takes is a signature.
Julia Mendez is studying for her PhD in sociology at Loyola University. Her research focuses on the experience of DACA students, especially as they transition from adolescence to adulthood. She says the temporary nature of DACA means it's not a solution.
So the struggle isn't over, and this definitely shouldn't be ignored from now on just because it's quote-unquote safe, because it definitely isn't.
It is really scary to think that he could just take that all away because I could not get a job if I didn't have it.
Adeline Guerra thinks about her temporary status a lot. She worries about her family and possible deportation. This fall, she's a sophomore at WSU. The new version of the DREAM Act has been referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Esme Jimenez in Yakima.